become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Your dial set correct. Your dial is set correctly to the National Intel Report. John Stadtmiller, the godfather of alternative radio, is your host. I'm your guest host today. I'm Vincent Finelli. And today we have a special investigative broadcast focusing on crimes in America. Crimes committed by judges in private jails, in private prisons, by the employees. You're going to hear firsthand experiences by a five-year veteran of the prison system. He's been incarcerated in prison and in jail multiple times for a crime he did not commit. He's a convicted felon, wrongfully charged, wrongfully convicted. Now, just because someone is a convicted felon does not mean he or she committed a crime. The system works against we the villagers. And you're going to hear about that right here and right now for the next 2 hours. This is going to turn your stomach. It's going to make you angry. It's going to make you realize that when those in the blue plague pull you over with multiple police cars, tasers, machine guns, body armor, mace, flashbang grenades, handcuffs, torture handcuffs, hinged handcuffs, the kind that cut off your circulation and sometimes require amputation when they're done with you. They throw you around, put you back in the back of the paddy wagon, roll you around, take you for a ride. And you can end up with a broken neck and die. One of the things that these guys in the Blue Plague are famous for is taking you down to the lower level, you know, one level down from where they are. So you've got handcuffs on and they've got these commercial steps in the courthouse and they take you downstairs and it's hard not to fall when they push you. And you can't stop the fall because you're handcuffed with your hands behind you. This is what they do. These are the kinds of things that happen. You're going to learn about being starved, tortured, malnourished, abused. And when you get beaten and your ribs are broken, medical attention is withheld. You're going to learn about that right here, right now. Now, the person that you're going to hear this from is my friend. He's been to the house. He's been to our farm. He's had meals at our kitchen table. He stayed overnight. He and I have been in the truck together and we've traveled to a convention together. Do you think that I would spend time with someone who is dangerous? Do you think I would spend time with someone who, and I knew all this before. Do you think I'd spend time with someone who really committed those crimes? Wait till you hear this. Welcome, Mike Parsons.
It's good to be able to hear your voice.
Are you kidding me? Mike, I had tears in my eyes when I heard that that you were coming home, and then I had tears in my eyes again when I heard that you were home. And class, let me tell you who Mike Parsons is. He's a farmer in Tennessee. He's a pilot. He worked for the government flying missions for the cops so that bad cops could be arrested. And so what happens? He gets arrested. It's amazing. You won't believe this story. And if you'd like to call in, we'd love to hear from you. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. By the way, we're running a pledge drive today. If you're so inclined to help keep us on the air, 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719. And when you get your prompt, please depress number 3. 800-724-2719. Option number 3. Mike Parsons, so you just got out of jail. How many months this time?
I was released Friday, and I had been kidnapped on January the 12th. So effectively 5.5 months. I was kept in the Tipton County Jail, that is a privately owned and run jail. And the reason that's important is because the State of Tennessee Corporation, and it is a corporation, it's listed on Dun & Bradstreet, has no control over it. According to the people from the Secretary of State's office all the way up to the Lieutenant Governor's office, they have absolutely no control. It was completely autonomous, run by the sheriff, who is elected. However, there's no oversight by the state. So the fact that they're starving people, the fact that they're literally torturing people, the fact that I was there 5.5 months and never got to see the light of day. I never got to go outside, even though federal and state law mandate doesn't give them option mandates that they're required to give us 1 hour of outside rec time daily. I had no outside rec time, period, for the entire 5.5 months. I went from 195 pounds at 6'5" tall, 55 years of age, to 170 pounds. And my friends, I had no fat to lose. I've got a farm, and my wife and I both are engineers. We both work to take care of the farm. It's a full-time job on top of the other work that we do. And I've been very athletic my whole life. So I didn't have 25 pounds to lose. That was in the form of muscle and organ tissue. And now, just a few days, well, effectively being a week out, I'm now looking at doing something I haven't done in probably 20 years. Let's seek the help of a doctor. My ankles, my feet are swollen. There's things I haven't mentioned to you, Vincent. I know you haven't seen me. But I'm actually not as healthy as I sound. I'm actually worse, Vincent, and I haven't told you. But the fact is that not only are people being deprived of proper nutrition, they're literally being fed adulterated food. And you report it, but who are you going to call, as you say, Vincent? There's no one to call. You can tell the judge when they haul you in there once every couple of months to see if you've got an attorney. And most people that know that routine know real quick. Well, it's because you were represented that they can send you to jail or prison. If not, but for that fact, if you're not represented and you don't consent, you know, there's various rulings out there in the Supreme Court. They can't legally send you to jail or prison. But what they're doing in my county and all across the country as they're kidnapping people. Anybody that's stepping out, standing up, speaking out, trying to encourage their fellow man to be independent, self-sufficient, and yes, my friend, self-governing, that scares the heck out of these people. So much so that they would frame me, just a guy who was trying to make some improvements in the county and had a few good ideas. My website is mikeparsons.org. You can look at my contract with the county when I ran for county executive to see what my plans were. No, it doesn't say Agenda 21 elimination or stopping smart growth or strong cities. But if you see where I was going to eliminate eminent domain and all the things I was going to do, you'll see the elements of elimination of this stuff. In 2006, most people didn't know anything about Agenda 21. So if I was to have stepped up and said, hey, they're fixing to come in here with home inspectors and fine you for a blade of grass being too long or the paint fading or you got a cracked window or you got a shingle missing. Here's your bill for $500. Oops. Yeah, that's what it would have cost you to fix all those things at the top dollar. But, yeah, we got to get our cut. Well, that's what they're doing now. They're stealing people's land. They're running up fines and fees in Tipton County, Tennessee, just north of Memphis. It's Nazi Germany. They are balancing the books of the county through the jail. They're railroading innocent people into prison where they're extracting money from what we thought, well, your birth certificate, believe it or not, the Suscovy Trust, all that stuff a lot of people are just starting to learn about. I've been on this, ministry virtually my whole life trying to identify what's wrong with the government. I've never been involved with problems on the wrong side of the law, so to speak, because I've done everything by the book. I've had every license you could ever want. But then I got to realize, well, there's no way to protect yourself from a rogue cop or a rogue judge or a rogue county executive. And so unless you get involved and run for office, the country's been hijacked, my friends. It's all across the country. Sad to say, there might be a spot here, there, and yonder, but if the organizations out there trying to recruit the sheriffs into learn the Constitution were going to be effective in the last 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years, they'd have been effective by now. The fact is, these people aren't ignorant. They're very smart. They just play stupid. They're bought off. These elected officials, for the most part, are bought off. And those that will not be bought off, like myself, well, they just excuse themselves from the room, send somebody in to attack you, and then they frame you and accuse you of a crime that was committed against you. That's what happened in 2006 when I ran for office. I won. They flipped the votes later that night. I found out how they rigged the election. It's all on my website, mikeparsons.org, if you read the narrative. It's not that long. But you'll see how just an average guy became a pissed-off parent. Pardon my language. But that's it. When you've had enough, what are you going to do? Who are you going to? There's no one to call. And when you step out and you do what we are taught is the civic-minded thing, educate yourself, run for office, try to make some positive changes, they're coming after you, as they did me. I still have breath today. I can't say about tomorrow. My voice is not the same. If you go back to, what is it, Vincent, December 18th, the first hour I was on, I can't remember. I don't have the notes in front of me.
We were in December. Mike, your class, let me just explain. USA prepares broadcasts on Republic Broadcasting Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. So 6 in the morning to 8 in the morning, we broadcast. And we call those who are on the air with us instructors. We call what we do a broadcast classroom. The reason is we are all volunteers. Every single one of us is a volunteer, including me. We're all volunteers trying to teach based on our experience. And Mike Parsons is a USA Prepares instructor. So he's been on the air with us many times when he's not in jail or not in prison. But these thugs keep bringing him back into court, and they want they want so badly to kill him. It's outrageous. Mike, your voice is thin right now. You have how many broken ribs?
I have, that I can count. Now, realize, I do not have a medical degree, but based on the years of experience I've had studying first aid and the training I've taken going to the seminars and the expos and such, I've counted 3 broken ribs. But I've had no x-rays because I understand that radiation is bad. And when they took me to the ER, the ER doctor only wanted to examine me via radiation. A CT scan of my head because I had cuts and bruises and bumps and such. Well, a CT.
Mike?
What you'd get from a chest x-ray.
Mike, you dropped out for just a second. So you were denied medical attention because you refused to be x-rayed. Is that correct? You wanted some alternative, either feel your chest, an ultrasound, or something magnetic rather than radioactive.
That's right. I asked for an MRI or an ultrasound. I said, better yet, doc, just do a feel. Just take your stethoscope, put it down here on my ribs. If you can't feel them popping as I'm breathing, just listen. You'll hear them popping. And then listen to my chest and listen to my lungs to see if there's any fluid drainage or air backflowing out of there. Then you'll know that I've got a punctured lung or my chest cavity has been compromised. And then we can go from there. But I said, right now, I need you to do this basic examination. He refused. He refused to touch me or anything. And
where was this, Mike? Where was this? Did they take you out of prison or out of jail for this examination?
Yeah, this was, they basically folded me up. They wheeled me out of the jail in a wheelchair because I couldn't walk. They folded me up and put me back in a squad car. And then as fast and as rough as the guy could drive, he drove probably 10 miles in 5 minutes.
Now, lights and are you talking about lights and sirens?
No. No lights, but no sirens. Because it's a rural area. There's not that much traffic. But he was going way beyond the speed limit, and of course, went over the railroad tracks. That was the worst part. And then when he slammed on the brakes in the parking lot, now, instead of parking right at the door to the ER, he parked about 100 feet away and forced me to walk that far. And that was excruciating. And
were you in handcuffs?
Sir?
Were you in handcuffs, Mike?
Well, yes.
Hold it. Were your handcuffs behind your back or in front of you?
No, the handcuffs were in front, but the leg irons were keeping me from making more than about 8-inch steps.
Let me see if I've got this right. My understanding, Mike, is that you were brutally attacked in prison. Unprovoked, brutally attacked, beaten up, broken ribs. You're asking for help, and they put you in leg irons and handcuffs.
That's right.
Just wanted to make sure I got that right. For a crime you didn't commit.
Oh, yeah, I was accused of fighting, and I said, no, what I'm guilty of is being attacked and beat up by some guy that I had no idea that he was going to do. There was no provocation. There was no reason for him to attack me. I mean, I go out of my way to try. I'm viewed as like the counselor in the jail because all these guys average 30 to 36, and they all have the same thing in common, and that's drugs, and half of them are gangbangers. Well, I don't know if someone paid the guy off. I don't know. But when a guy blindsides you and dazes you and then continues to pound on you and then knocks you down and starts kicking you, literally all you can do is cover up. And to the degree I covered my head to keep from getting my head kicked in, then my back was kicked and then my side was kicked. That's,
Mike,
you know, you've lost that much muscles.
Hold that thought.
You know,
hold that. Mike, we're going into a break. Mike Parsons is with us. I'm Vincent. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me.
My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Listening to the National Intel Report. I'm Vincent Finelli, filling in for John Stettmiller. With me is my dear friend, Mike Parsons, just out of jail after 5.5 months. If you'd like to call us, phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. What you're hearing is outrageous. And it's going to get worse for the next hour and 35 minutes. Thomas in South Carolina, welcome.
Hey, Vinny, how are you, sir?
Very well. How can we help you?
Oh, yeah, I heard about your friend's story. I don't know, it was a few months back when someone called into John's show one day, and I guess John wasn't aware of it at that point, and I can't remember if it was a man or a woman, and they explained what was going on with this gentleman, Mike, right? Correct?
It might have been Mrs. Parsons, because Mrs.
Yeah, I think
Parsons,
it was.
Yeah,
I think
she was,
it was.
She was on with John Stettmiller. Yes, please continue.
Yes, but it's horrendous. I mean, I myself, I'm 43, and when I was 25, I got the privilege of going through the corrupt federal court system and got to go do 24 months in the Bureau of Prisons and got to do a little bit of South Carolina state time for probation violation after, you know, when I got the federal charges I got. So I understand, you know, the prison system and what it's capable of and what it can do, and And Thomas, unfortunately, we live now in a time where these corrupt officials can use it as a political weapon.
Absolutely, it is a political weapon. It is used to punish those who rise up against the state or the county. You're absolutely right. Thomas in South Carolina, tell me, have you seen any crimes committed while you were in prison by the employees of the system?
I know there were. I know like some of the corrections officers were homosexual because, like with CPS, you get pedophiles in the TSA. They gravitate it. Well, you have homosexual men and probably gay women that gravitate towards the women's correctional and the gay men. And so favors will be traded, maybe contraband drugs, whatever brought in if you do things with the COs. That was some of them. There was a lot of homosexual activity. That sort of thing go on. Mainly, I think a lot of the crimes that were committed was having to do with bringing contraband in of one variety or another.
Yeah, so these are the people who are hired and paid to keep contraband out, and they are running a black market within the corrupt criminal judicial system, yes?
Absolutely. And probably a lot of the correction officers are pushing 95, IQs.
Oh, sure.
I am convinced now a majority of Americans, period, especially the 30 and under crowd, they're
retarded.
I don't know what else to say, but that's...
Thomas, 95 IQ, 100 is average. So now we're, when you get to 70 IQ, you become incontinent. Thomas, thank you so much for your call. We've got other calls waiting. Please excuse us. We're going to have to go through the calls a little faster than we would like, but thank you so much. Mike in Colorado, welcome.
Hello, Vince. Hello, Mike. Great show. How can we reach out and help, Mike? Is there a PayPal account or is there a GoFundMe?
There is. There is. If you go to MikeParsons.com, M-I-K-E, P-A-R-S-O-N-S.com. That'll take you to his page, and you can help. That's wonderful. And, I don't like asking for money. I really don't. But let me tell you, Mike might be embarrassed, but I'm sorry, Mike. I'm going to say it anyway. When they put the breadwinner in the clink, or if there are two breadwinners, like Mr. and Mrs. Parsons, you don't lose half of the system. As a farmer, he didn't lose half of the system. He lost 90% of the system because Mrs. Parsons was going to work paying the bills, but then there are the animals. Then there's the fence. Then there's the pastures. Then there are the animals to feed. And then tomorrow it starts all over again. And then there are mechanical things that Mike Parsons can do that Mrs. Parsons hasn't learned how to do yet.
Okay, so give me that website again, because I went to MikeParsons.com, and it says it's for sale.
.org. MikeParsons.org.
.org. All right, brother. You hang in there. Fight the good fight.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mike, in Colorado. Fred, we'll get to you in a minute.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds, and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth? I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923. And like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Les, I just took the opportunity during the commercial break to update our website at usapreparers.com. So if you decide to go to usapreparers.com, usapreparers.com, you'll find the top post. I moved it up to the very top. And it says Free Mike Parsons. Okay, there's a link to his petition. I have signed it. It's an electronic petition. If you'd like to sign his petition for his release and freedom, please do. And if you'd like to go to his website, if you decide that you'd like to contribute and help, you can do that too. So both links are right there. It says Free Mike Parsons. And thank you. Thank you so much. Fred, you're on with Mike Parsons and me, Vin Finelli. Welcome.
Yeah. Hello.
You're live.
Greetings, Fred. Yeah. My last episode, well, not my last, but the one I'm talking about is when the cops took me in, busted me, and when I went to trial, my lawyer, public defender, quit the trial 1 week before the trial. And he knew I was going to win the trial, and he quit the trial, and they put another lawyer, and I lost the trial, and at the end of the trial, the judge said to the witnesses, testifying against me, he said, before he sentenced me, he went to them, he said, if I had my way, I'd throw all of you in jail. And that's the honest truth.
Mike Parsons? Mike, would you like to comment?
Well, you may have actually stumbled across a rare commodity, and that being a judge with a conscience. There are some honest souls still out there. Not everybody is sold off to the dark side, but that's a rare commodity. In Tennessee, most people that don't live in this state, they think it's just a sleepy old southern, you know, community here, there, and yonder. Pound for pound, the people that have analyzed the cases in this state say that bar none, and I mean New Jersey and Nevada included, this is the most corrupt state as far as the government and the court system in the country. They railroad people, and then every government bureaucrat across the board will circle the wagons and support that decision. And all a judge has to do, this is Luciferian black magic, lesser magic, whatever you want to call it, they accuse you. And they let that accusation stick. There doesn't have to be any proof. It's just the accusation. That's it. If you go to my website, mikeparsons.org, and you read the narrative, I wrote that. That's what happened. If you want to review what an appellate court said that was not bought and paid for, there's a court in Canada from the Chilcotin Nation, the Universal Supreme Court, that I appealed to, trying to get justice, because I couldn't get it through the United States courts or the Tennessee courts. But on their website at universalsupremecourt.com, there's a file number, the letter U-15-6030. U-15-6030. And if you look at that, you can read the reasons for judgment that this Chief Justice wrote about my case. And she read this 1,200-page transcript. The trial lasted over 4 days. And she cites the various violations of law, constitutional law, and the outright conspiracy of the judges and the prosecutors, witnesses, and the jurors to convict me. I proved the witnesses lied. I had a federal lawsuit pending against the judge and the district attorney at the time, but they refused to recuse themselves. They refused to give me a change of venue. She only mentions one, but I actually had two jurors that lied under voir dire that we caught that were related to the arresting officer and or county employees. And heck, I had a radio talk show at the time exposing corruption in government, and the county executive that I ran against, guess what? He had the ability to allow anybody to work in the county or get fired. And so the county employees that ended up on the jury, they had a vested interest in doing what he wanted. Now realize, in this county, like most, the county mayor or county executive appoints the manager of the election commission office. That's a very important position because, at least in my county and across Tennessee, the election commission manager not only counts the votes of every election, hint, hint, her boss, she counted his votes. That's how the election was rigged, and that's what I discovered. But number two, they select the registered voters to make up the jury pool. So no matter how I sliced it and diced it, I had 25 good citizens there ready to convict me, and all buddies of the county executive that I ran against that I was suing for the rigged election. It's a rigged game, my friends. I've learned the hard way.
Well, you see, I used to be a contractor for law enforcement all over the world, so I pretty much know all about it. And plus, I'm adopted, and they lost my original birth certificate, so I can't go back to my original birth name. So I'm living under a fiction of a fiction. So, you know, there's no way out for me. So, but anyway,
Fred, I really appreciate your call, and here's what I've done.
Yeah.
It's possible
can,
that
can I,
it's
can I can I
yes?
Direct you to a video?
Sure.
It's called Obedient Bert. Obedient Bert. It's on my website, but if you look up the Obedient Bert, you'll find my website.
Obedient, okay? And the following word, Fred, is what?
Obedient Bert.
Spell it, please, the last part.
B-U-R-T.
Obedient Bert. Got it. Okay.
All right.
We'll look it up. And by the way, thank you so much, Fred, for your call. Class, it's universalsupremecourt.org. And I just posted it on the website, USA Preparers. So if you'd like to find Mike Parsons, you can go to usapreparers.com. Page number one, you'll find the Universal Supreme Court of the Chilotin Nation, of which Mike Parsons is an associate justice. He's been kidnapped, he's been arrested, he's been jailed, and he's a political prisoner when he's in jail. It's illegal. The Chilotin Nation is a sovereign nation. It's a sovereign nation.
Yeah, Vincent, can I mention something about that, too? Because
sure.
This is going to throw people for a loop. I had turned my case to this sovereign nation because I realized that, number one, United States is a corporation, state of Tennessee corporation, they're a fraud. And I'm looking around, where is their justice? And I found this Aboriginal Native American nation that's been there for hundreds of years, who's never signed a treaty, and they had just created a year ago, in 2015, a court system. And I spoke to the people, and what they discovered in speaking to me is not only how I've dealt on an individual basis with this and stood and fought on my own without any help from legal counsel or whatever, and how I, you know, systematically broke down their case, exposed all of them to be liars, but yet it was such a rigged game it didn't matter. Even the appellate court had to overlook the truth and the facts of the matter, the actual innocence that I possess. And they discovered that, okay, here's a guy who is very spiritually minded, who's knowledgeable of not only their statutory corporate law, but also the common law, the foundation of this country, the Magna Carta, which is what Canada originated under, and you know, the various treaties of the Native Americans. But I'm Cherokee, Wolfgang,
right? Mike, you just dropped out.
I had knowledge of all these various aspects.
Mike, you just dropped out.
Sorry about that. How about now?
Okay, good. Please repeat the last 15 seconds.
Okay. So basically, because of my familiarity with the common law, the statutory law, the Magna Carta, the Native American tradition and culture, and all these other aspects of international law, Uniform Commercial Code, and such, and I have a working knowledge of it. I've had to study this for going on 35 years, trying to figure this thing out, because I'm a researcher at heart, and I like solving things. That's what I do. I've been raising wolves my whole life, and I'd always grown up around people that believed wolves were dangerous. Well, I didn't believe that because I'd owned them, raised full-blooded wolves, and never knew anybody that had ever had a problem, and I did research, and then I got universities to help me. And we discovered there's never been a confirmed case where a wild wolf has ever killed a human. So it's like, okay, well, if that myth is now debunked, what other myths are out there that we're following to our demise? Okay, the government being the authority. No, we're the sovereigns. In the Bonds v. United States case in 2000, they reasserted again, the people are the sovereigns. We're the creators of the government corporation, and they are no more in authority than a Walmart or any other corporation. It's only what you believe in, as in the movie of
Yellow Brick Road. Mike, you just dropped out.
Well, it's no different than the movie. You've always had the power within you. You just didn't realize it because you've been told you were powerless. You, in fact, are a wolf that can survive on your own or in a pack. You can live with harmony with your neighbor. You can live on your own. You don't need a daddy or somebody to be dependent upon. You don't need that. It's just a time where we have to wake ourselves up, click our heels as Dorothy did, and take back what's rightfully ours, which is our freedom.
Mike Parsons, I think you did something that was a real threat to them. And you said it early on in this broadcast, and that was that you wanted to eliminate eminent domain. So, class, here's what happens. So some big corporation decides that they want to move in, and they've got the perfect spot. It just happens to be your property, or maybe your property and a couple of your neighbors' property. It's on an intersection which has traffic, and that's good for their business. And they decide that they want your property. So the locality, the government says, well, you know what? Eminent domain, we are going to take that property and put it to a better use. Now, even though you got there first, even though your grandfather and your grandfather's grandfather got there and they've passed this property on, it doesn't matter. They're going to steal your property and pay you what you want unless you can afford to fight them. And most people, if you have neighbors, they'll say, well, you know, they're offering us, you know, a lot of money, allegedly. They think it's a lot of money. It's worth a lot more. And they steal your property. And there's very little that the average guy can do to fight that. And Mike, you said you were going to eliminate that. What that means is that great big super center, that Walmart, that corporate complex or whatever it might be that happens to be sitting on a rail line or could be sitting on a rail line will give the county coffers more than you would. And that's what it's all about. You were a massive threat. And maybe there's another thing, Mike. Your farm in Tennessee happens to have the last registered airstrip. Maybe the county wants to do what the Clintons did and bring drugs in and fly them in. The problem was they needed your airstrip, you know, that dirt strip. Do you think that could be?
Yeah, that's a real possibility. I can't tell you about what I know on the air, but in close proximity to my runways, TN58, if anybody wants to go to airnav.com, you'll see where I'm at. I'm not hiding. It's like I told you. I have full-blooded wolves. I'm Cherokee Wolf Clan, and as long as I keep telling people that I'm Cherokee Wolf Clan, I got full-blooded wolves, the state can't say, oh, we got somebody trying to hide out over here. Since 1995, the state's put a ban on having, quote, exotic animals. Well, I've had these wolves my whole life, and it's part of my culture, and I'm practicing that, and because of that, the state of Tennessee can't do anything because I've set a precedence. I'm grandfathered in, if you will, and if you go to the state's website, you'll see they will issue a license or a permit to only full-blooded wolf, but guess what? They're not issuing them. I'm the only person in the state of Tennessee that has live wolves, full-blooded wolves, in my house, in my backyard, and they live in harmony with my cats, my chickens, my goats, my horses, everything, because they grow up around them. This is all family.
Mike?
Go ahead.
Mike, I believe you used the word exotic animals. Now, I would consider a giraffe or a zebra an exotic animal. A full-blooded wolf is native to America. They were here before the English were here.
My research revealed one important factor, and you've known the Hegelian dialect at Problem Rec.
Yeah. We lost you, Mike.
How about now?
Good. I don't know what it's doing it, but if you can fix it, it'll be good.
I'm trying to move to a little bit better location. I don't know what happened, but the signal is going bad. It should be getting better now. How's this?
Okay, that's good. You know, maybe you're getting some help. You're in Tennessee right now. They probably don't like this because I sent a message to 5,000 of our closest friends on Facebook what we were going to do.
Well, back in the early 1800s, people like Kit Carson, who were historical mountain men, he was a teenager out in Colorado and Wyoming making his living trapping, selling furs in the fur trade, and then the government put out the story that wolves were invading the villages and creating havoc, and one citizen was quoted to say, what are we going to do? And the government said, you know, they rolled out the body scanners at the time. They said, well, here's the deal. You kill it, you skin it, you turn the skin into the assayer's office, and you get $5. Well, $5 is a lot of money back in 1805, in the early days. Fast forward 10 years, the same narrative comes out in the papers in the East Coast and West Coast, and that was, the Indian are invading the village, raping, pillaging. One citizen's quoted to have said, what are we going to do? And the government says, you kill them, you scalp them, turn in the scalp to the county assessor, and get $5. And they said, you mean we ain't got to skin them old boys? No, you ain't got to skin them wolf-like creatures, just scalp them. Well, here's the thing, my friends. If you've ever seen the movie Outlaw Josie Wales, later on in the latter part of the movie where they're going into this town and they...
Mike, hold that thought. We're going into another break. Mike Parsons is with us. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Humidity, odors, and air pollutants are building in your basement and crawl space, turning your home into an uncomfortable, unhealthy environment. Stop fighting this yearly battle. Get a Wave moisture control unit like Kathy did.
The smell is gone and the basement is now clean and livable. We created a very nice room in the basement and we love being able to spend time there.
Listen to what Paul had to say.
I have COPD and restricted airway disease. Since I put this ventilation unit in, it's made an incredible difference in my breathing and the air quality in only 3 weeks. It has amazed me. My son has asthma and lives in our finished basement. He has stopped coughing already.
Unlike dehumidifiers, Wave units are energy efficient, have no buckets of water, and will expel harmful gases and pollutants. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-618-WAVE. That's 888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
How appropriate. There's a man with a gun over there. And we do need to stop and look around. And we need to start saying no. And we need to question these thugs. We call them the Blue Plague. And there's a reason. I have a friend who's a former cop. And I asked him last Saturday at our USA Prepares reunion, publicly, on stage. I said, is there such thing as a quota? He said, yes, no, yes, no, just like that. And what he said was, well, there is a quota, but they don't call it a quota. But if you're a cop and you don't have the what they call enough initiative, which means write enough tickets, well, then you get sent to Siberia. And all of your friend cops won't talk to you anymore. They won't have coffee with you. They won't get donuts together with you. You're ostracized. You go from the really nice police car with all the accoutrements to a jalopy in the combat zone. So it's not a ticket quota per se. It's more like a ticket contest. It's outrageous. Mike Parsons, you were talking about, 1 second. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you're interested in participating in this topic of discussion, if you've got questions for Mike Parsons, you want to know what it's like being in jail, being beaten, starved, tortured, give us a call, 800-313-9443. And if you would like to see more about Mike Parsons, you can go to Mike Parsons, PARSONS.org, MikeParsons.org. You can go to USAPrepares.com. And there's a link to the petition. You can sign the petition for his freedom. If you'd like to donate or read more about it, page number one, usapreparers.com, number one post. The links are right there. And if you'd like to help us with the pledge drive right here on RBN, 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719, option three. Mike, you were talking about Josie Wales.
Well, in the movie, they were riding into this town, and a man ran up to him and said, would anybody like to buy some scalps? And back then, the ride to the county assayer's office might be a long ways off. They have the...
Wow. Just at the best part, we lose you. We lost you again.
I'm sorry. You there?
Just on the way to the assayer's office, then what happens?
Well, you know, the guy that actually did the deed might not want to be seen going to the assayer's office, or he might not be able to go that far in the county because of various reasons. Because, you know, back then people rode horses, and riding, you know, 20 miles to the county assayer's office might have been too much in a day, and they might have had too many chores. So they might want to sell those scalps. And, you know, sometimes people gamble away and trade these things off. And that's how they, you know, barter. This was part of the barter. In the movie Braveheart, they showed the depiction of how the king would hire mercenaries. And it was a head count. How did you prove you killed a man? Well, here's a scalp. Okay, that's pretty good proof. You know, this is the barbaric acts that was brought to this country. I mean, realize, there were good pilgrims that came to this country for religious persecution that they were trying to get away from. But coming along with them were people that were trying to profit off of the resources of this country. So,
Mike,
in the mix was those elements.
Mike, prison. What happens to people when they go to prison? First day, what's it like?
Well,
you know what? We're going into another break.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.